Today, we're going to talk about Pride Month.
Because that is what we're in currently.
Yeah,
in
the it is now June.
Which is Gemini season.
Mm.
Yeah? Is it still?
Are you compatible with Geminis?
Geminis are my most compatible, I'm pretty sure.
So, go. Tell me about the stone walls.
Okay, so, big issue at the moment is the whole straights trying to be like, well, if they can have gay parades and gay month? Pride months and pride parades, then we should be able to have straight parades. But the whole issue with that is the fact that pride parades came along due to the Stonewall riots in, like, 1969, maybe? Not sure. That could be very wrong. I might be an idiot. But basically, all of the LGBTQ people had to hide away in little, like, scary little dodgy places to have a good time. And during this time, the police would often show up and just, like, kill them. But, like, mainly just, like, arrest them and, like, attack them and whatnot. And then one time, they fought back, hence the Stonewall riots. And then, so, Pride Month is in June to commemorate that. That was really long-winded to try and tell a story, but, like, hey.
No, that was good. Gives us a brief overview about, I guess, Pride Month and how important it is. I personally think that Pride Month is a very important time, especially for social media, because that's a really big influence for identity.
Yeah, definitely.
And
it's, like, a time for everyone to be proud of who they are, whereas, like, because everyone's so open about it, especially in Pride Month. Because of, like, everyone being so accepting and happy about it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a really good time for people to connect. Did you say that?
No, I don't think so. Good. I can't remember. Tuna now.
I think it's really... Yeah, so like I said before with the social media aspect, it's a good way for, like, people who maybe live in small communities and, like, who don't really see a lot of pride or LGBTQ plus representation within their small communities can access social media to be able to look at this bigger picture and these, you know, the more people who are representation of this other community who they identify with, and they can really connect with that community and find people like them. And I think it's a really important time for people to reach out to each other for support as well as finding their own identity.
Yeah, and especially with, like, social media and whatnot, it's a time that people that do have a platform to open up about themselves and something that they don't typically talk about. Like, for instance, this year, all of the social media influencers that are coming out. And it kind of inspires other people to then follow suit. And they, by seeing these, like, people that they put on a pedestal almost... They're like, oh, if they can do it, I can too. Like, it's fine to be gay. These people are.
I think it also shows, like, a vulnerable side to these people who, like you said, we do put them on a pedestal. And I think it's really important that we do see this vulnerable side to them and the really, like, them opening up about, you know, themselves and their journey. And I think that's a really positive influence on other people who... you know, have maybe put up this brick wall in front of, and, like, this guard. They've put their guard up because of the taboo with, I was going to say mental health again, pride. this taboo with, like, sexuality and identity. And, yeah, I think it's really important for people to see that side of these influences.
Yeah. And almost, like, I really like when influencers do stuff like that that's more personal and, like, yeah, just more personal, because it brings you, like, a step closer to them in a sense, where it's like usually they are this just person on a screen, but then they sit down and they're like, oh yeah, like, this is what's going on, just chatting to you about it, chatting to a camera, but, like,
you know
what I'm saying. And it kind of, like, it helps you, like, understand who they are and what they're going through, and, like, them having the ability to then be comfortable in themselves is also...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I think it's very... what's the word? Like, brave of these influencers to put themselves in a position of potential, like, ridicule.
Ridicule? Is that how you pronounce it? Ridicule?
Ridicule, that's
ridicule.
It. Parasus.
Parasus.
Shut up.
We okay. can't make inside jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
So basically, last night I experienced sleep paralysis.
And Parasus.
And I'm dumb as fuck. So I called it Parasus instead of paralysis, but that's...
During her whole entire, like, monologue of telling me about it. Yeah, I had sleep paralysis last night. I didn't know what was happening. And I was like, wait, how do you pronounce it?
Stop bullying me.
Stop being illiterate.
Anyway, pride.
Yes.
I mean, I've personally gone through an experimental phase of that, and I think, you know, I mean, I can't really say anything because I wasn't that much, but I think it's still, I think the society still has a long way to go within accepting people not only being that way, but also experimenting. Like, everyone's like, well, why are you doing that if you're this other way? And it's like, okay, well, you know, a lot of people say that sexuality is a spectrum, and that, you know, heard a lot of people talk about how, like, not everyone is all straight and not everyone's all gay, and, like, you know, it's just about words rather than, like, meaning. And I agree with that. I think that it is a spectrum, and we all have, I don't think someone can be completely straight, so to speak, but also at the same time, I do think that someone can be completely one end of the spectrum, because, of course, like, you know.
But I definitely agree with the people who say that, like, that percentage of people who are 100% straight or 100% gay are very small. Very small.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because, I don't know, just like that whole, I can't remember what it's called, the Kenzie scale, maybe?
I don't know.
That might be completely wrong, but that scale and how there's so many different, like, things that you can be. That made no sense.
No, I get it. It does to an extent.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Anyway. I personally identify as straight.
Good job.
But, thank you. We just fist bumped.
Fist bumped? Knuckles? Fist bump?
It's not called knuckles. Bro, give me some skin.
It can be called knuckles. Like knuckles, yeah. You know?
Catch me, Knuckles, yeah!
I don't...
Catch them. There you go.
What the...
I don't know where I was going with that.
I love fist pumps. They're a big... I'm a big fan of them at the moment.
It's less germs.
True. I hate handshakes because my palms are always sweaty. Knees weak. Arms spaghetti. Yeah.
What?
There's a woman on a sweater already. Mom spaghetti.
No. Haven't heard that one.
Oh, it's Eminem.
Do you know how you greet Muslim women instead of giving the handshake? You put your hand, like, on your chest.
Like, that's this, cool.
Instead of, like, offering your hand, because then they'll have to refuse it. Except I think some forms of, like, some people and some people's opinions towards it do shake hands, but I feel like a lot of the time it is the more respectful thing to just not, you know, put a Muslim woman in that situation where they have to, you know, have the awkward position of declining someone. But yeah, so the respectful thing is to, like, put your, and people are saying that, like, we should just do that, like, all the time now, to, like, show a sign, like, it's shaking hand, you put your hand in your chest, like, germs and stuff. But I think that's a bit much. I think a good, especially in Australian culture, a good old handshake is just the utmost, this is everything.
Yeah,
I love a good handshake.
I quite like the idea of cultures that bow when they meet. I think that's quite respectful and nice, and that would like avoid, you know, having to touch, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Especially with like society going the way it is, being like, oh my god, you can't touch anyone in workplace, like being really like politically correct.
Definitely. But
and like that kind of stuff. But
I think in Australia it's very different.
Handshakes stress me out though.
Why? Because you're sweaty.
Yeah, because I'm sweaty. I'm sweaty gal.
It's kind of funny. Anyway.
Keep losing pride. Yeah, keep losing track.
I think we should talk about like identity, surely. Now we should talk about like sexuality.
Yeah.
And like asexual is gonna be interesting.
Yeah. Go on then.
Identity is a really tricky subject because again, it's a scale. Not everyone, you know, when you think of identity, it's not just cis and transgender. You know, people would like to think that, but it's really not.
And I think that's like the main problem of like LGBTQ plus, where people don't understand it. And like, I guess like it's hard to understand. So you don't really have to, it's just like accepting it. That's important.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that's a massive point.
Cause like, I absolutely do not 100% understand everything that there is to know about identity and like expression of gender and all this kind of stuff. But like, as long as I am respectful and accept anyone around me who is going through those kind of things, I guess, then that's, I think that's fine enough. I don't have to research everything and be like, you know.
For sure.
It's only been 12 minutes.
I literally thought my leg was going to be way longer.
Same.
No, I think identity is a really, really tricky thing. And yeah, I think sexuality is one thing to understand, and the whole spectrum thing and the whole labels and the whole... And then also like sexual attraction versus... shut up.
Sorry.
Sexual attraction versus romantic attraction versus no attraction. Versus... Yeah, I don't know. I had another one. Like, sex as well. As well as, like, sexual attraction. I think that's one thing to understand, and that's a whole spectrum in itself, you know, between all those different things. But then identity is a completely different story, because that's a lot harder to explain, because it's how you feel inside. It's not like... Because with relationships and sexual attraction and romantic attraction, you know, not disregarding, like, asexuals and aromantics and people who don't want relationships, but people who do express their sexuality through relationships and through connecting with other people and therefore building a, either romantic or a sexual relationship off them. Or even just friends and, you know, that kind of whole, like... Actually, no, that's... You can't really...
Platonic relationships are my favourite.
Yeah. Stop.
Sorry.
And then... Yeah, so that's one thing, understanding sexuality, because that's a massive thing, but also understanding... Yeah, so like I was saying with identity, it's more of a like, this is how I feel every day. This is how... This is not just how I feel in relationships towards other people. This is how I want to be. This is how... Who I am inside doesn't... Who I am inside.
I don't know what that song is.
Oh, it's Mulan.
I haven't seen Mulan. We've had this conversation.
Fuck. Anyway. So yeah, it's like, and the whole like, oh, my outsides don't match my insides and this and that, and I don't feel, and it's just, it's really tricky. And I think it's very, very tricky for people who are going through that, who are, you know, discovering themselves, going through that discovery period where they're like, okay, this is not adding up. I don't feel confident in my own body. Like, I don't feel confident in my identity. Therefore, you know, going through that discovering process. Anyway, I think it's just as hard. I think it's very hard for them. But I also do look at how hard it can be for parents, loved ones, friends, relationships, people who you're in a relationship with.
Yeah. It's a lot to accept, especially in the sense of, like, when you get into a relationship with somebody that you think is one person, and then as the relationship grows, so do they, like, into themselves almost. But it's also, it's different in the sense that you fell in love with one person and they're no longer that person necessarily. And like, obviously they're still the same person in the sense of like
personality. Their
personality and like interests and all that kind of stuff. But like, it's so different.
Mm.
And it is a big like step and a big change to try and deal with. So like, being in a relationship like that would be hard, but like, props to the people who are in that situation and have dealt with
it. Thriving.
Thriving queen.
We love, but
absolutely adore.
Yeah, so I think that is very hard, and it's how much we as humans don't like the idea that we are superficial towards looks. We are, and it's very hard not to be, especially when you're looking at sexual and romantic partners. It can be quite hard to completely disregard looks.
Yeah, ideal of like, oh my god, personality matters over looks, like blah blah.
And of
completely,
yeah,
absolutely,
of course.
But it's not like you're not going to care about what they look like at all.
Mm.
To be honest, like, it seems kind of shallow when you like admit to it.
Mm.
But like, you can't be in a relationship with someone who you don't find attractive.
Who you aren't physically attracted to.
And like, sometimes that attraction changes. Like, you meet someone and at first you'll be they're okay.
Yeah.
And then later, once you get to know them, you're like, this is the most gorgeous person I've ever met. And sometimes it happens the opposite way. But if you never have that like physical attraction, it just ain't it, sis.
Yeah.
So like,
no, for sure.
We were talking about like finding people attractive.
Oh yeah. So
we got cut off.
Superficial.
Yes.
We're back.
Yeah. It's a small
I had interlude. A business call.
With a sir.
Sir?
Sir. Thanks, sir.
Shut up. I sound like a dickhead. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, anyway. Finding people attractive. My cat has joined us. Say hello, Dottie.
I'm allergic to cats.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. And dogs.
Oh, yeah, I know. I knew you were related to dogs.
Remember that one time we got so sick and then we got back?
Yeah, and we just, like, were chilling. I was giving you all this, like, medicine and you were just dying in my bedroom and I was like, great.
No, I was dying because I was allergic to the dogs. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I was fine and Hannah started dying.
Why did I start dying again? I can't remember. I was just sick.
No.
What?
Because she ate two buckets of popcorn from KFC. People ate two buckets.
Because we bought one for you.
And you didn't and like, eat I it. I couldn't eat it because I was like sneezing my lungs up. This is a fucking... Oh my god.
Oh no.
That was a mess. All right.
I'd completely forgotten.
Yeah, I was like, I like came good. I'm like, yeah, I'm alright. Like, I'm away from the dogs now. And then 10 minutes later, Hannah's like, I don't feel good. And like, she's like, I don't know why.
And I had to take some like ginger calm or whatever, just for like motion sickness.
And you just randomly had it in your fucking drawer. I was like, oh, you need ginger calm. You're like, oh, I have that. And I was like, how the fuck do you just randomly have ginger tablets?
It's a funny haha.
And you're like, I don't know why I feel so sick. And I'm like, maybe because you ate two fucking buckets of popcorn chicken.
Oh, no, no, no.
What a mess. Okay.
Jesus.
Attraction. Physical attraction.
Is important.
Is a fundamental need for humans.
Fundamental human rights.
Except...
Legal, am I right? Got that exam tomorrow.
Except that... Oh, legal. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, except, we're doing this when we have exams tomorrow.
Yes, we both
not
have
studying.
An exam tomorrow.
Different exams, but same time.
Okay, so... Attraction. I think that physical attraction is a really important part of life. However, that... Okay, life. Again...
Important part of life?
Yeah, like having someone to...
Oh, yeah.
Be with in a physical sense. I think that is a really important thing. Okay, we're going to completely disregard asexuals and aromantics for the moment because they obviously have a completely different story. We're just going to talk about, like... the other group.
Yeah.
The people who, you know, because compared the ratio, it's, you know. Anyway, we're going to talk about personal views because I'm not an asexual. exposed. I think that it is very important, and I think that everyone has a type. Everyone has a type of person that they definitely are attracted to.
What's your type, Emily?
Short, like, blonde guys.
Short?
Mm.
Weird.
I know, I don't like tall people. Like, taller than me, but I'm short. Okay. So, like a couple inches taller than me. That's no, so like, weird. Probably half a foot taller
so,
than
like,
me.
Maybe, like, 5'8" or so.
Mm, that'd be nice.
Ew. Not ew, but, like, weird.
No, I'm short, though, so, like, it's nice.
I want my man to be like 6'4".
I hate that. I see, because I'm just, I don't like the distance.
I like
to be able to just like, I want to feel like swaddled. So I want to feel, I want them to be taller than me, but I want them, but not too much taller, because otherwise I can't like,
sense of like deal with that. Comfort and like protection. Like,
I do agree,
big,
yeah.
Big beefy boy, I can, they can protect me. Stop! I also like brown hair and blue eyes. The contrast, really nice.
Yeah, I'm not a big thing for, like, hair or eyes. I don't like long hair on boys.
Long as
like,
in how long?
To the shoulders, you know, that kind of, like, bob look. I don't like that.
Yeah, the whole, like, middle part bob. Very common at the moment.
And, like, dirty ass, like, greasy,
yeah, greasy
hair. See, but, like, a lot of girls these days do. And it's very in trend for boys to have that long hair. At my friend, I have, like, probably two friends who I know, like, distinctly really like it.
Yeah.
My friend, right, she has such a distinct type. It's a genuine joke. Like, fucking boys who are like Doc Martens and, like, but are kind of, like, surfer chic and kind of, like piercings, like a nose piercing. And then, like, long hair, long curly hair, like a bobbed curly hair. And like
an e-boy.
Yeah, but like not emo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a surfer kind of chic.
That's cool.
And that's what she liked. And it's so distinctive. And she's like shown me, like, she had a boyfriend for a while who was exactly like tall and skinny as well. And who was exactly like that. And then fuck, she loves you today. And yeah, and then she showed me another boy. She's like, oh, I hooked up this boy on the weekend. She showed me a picture. It looked exactly the same. And then she showed me like another picture like the next week and being like, oh, I think I'm going on a date with this guy. And they all looked the exact fucking same.
Jesus.
And I was like, me.
Having a type 101.
Yeah, literally. Like, if anyone's the type, it's her. Like, I'm not hellbent on like brown hair, blonde hair kind of thing. Like, the people who I've kind of gone for tend to have blonder hair, which is a bit random, but yeah. And I do like a fit boy.
I don't think he has to be fit. I think a bit like chunky is fun because it's like a teddy bear.
Yeah, nah, not for me. See, yeah, my type's different.
Because when they're like softer, they're more like cuddly.
And
I like that. But like, I don't really care about bodies. Like, that's not something.
Yeah. No, it's not like a what's it called?
Requirement.
No, like, I'm thinking more like breaking a break.
Oh, like a like she just
a breaking a break. Oh, like a breaking.
No, it's not breaking. I don't think.
No, fuck.
What is it? Like a deal breaker.
Deal breaker. I said break. Yeah, said break.
I was wrong.
A deal breaker. No, bodies is not a deal breaker.
That took so long. That
I know.
Took like 7 minutes.
I'll edit it out. It's fine.
Oh, well, yeah.
Me not knowing how to edit at all. yeah, it's not a deal breaker. Fit body is not a deal breaker for me, but I do like it. And just like, I don't know, it's just nice.
You know what I quite like?
Tell me.
I like wet hair. Not greasy.
Oh, you
like,
told me that.
Yeah, recently. Like when they go swimming or like are sweaty or like just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it looks so cool. Not cool, but like attractive.
I like, you know, the when they have like arms and that muscle definition like right there,
like a bicep,
yeah, and like that one that's kind of like on the there's like a dip on like the kind of like outside underarm, like that muscle definition in there,
yeah,
of like the upper
like
arm
on the back. Interesting.
Yeah, on like the back of the arm that there's like there's like a fucking definition, like a little dip there. That's my fucking favorite part of the body. That's my favorite part of the body.
I really am a big fan of hands.
You said that.
I
like
love
hands.
A man with pretty hands.
I like hands. Hands are nice.
Hands are really nice.
So that was some examples
a
of
tangent.
Like literally physical attraction. You see, like it when you are with someone who you're physically attracted to, and doesn't matter about relationship status, but like it does make you feel good. And that's like what people, you know, crave in some aspects, is that feeling of security, of like you said before, like safety, and like with like a, you with a tall guy, you would feel that because it's like, you know, you feel, I guess, safe,
yeah,
so to speak. And yeah, I think it's just a really important part of what people need in life. And I think that it's really cool when people come out and are able to find those people.
Yeah.
And will finally, because, you know, if they've been, you know, closeted or whatever for so long, when they do finally let the confidence get out, maybe they can find someone else to either connect with. Are you laughing at me?
No, I was yawning.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
Because you're boring.
I'm not boring.
No, you're not. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm sleepy.
Shut up. This is interesting.
Boy.
You made me listen to my thought.
Sorry. I was just thinking about anyway, it's nap time soon.
Physical attraction is fucking lit, my dude. Yeah, and I love it.
Litty, bro.
I
50 neck.
Love. I can't say that. I love hugs. Hugs are a good time.
Oh, I love hugs.
Hugs are a good time. Anyway. That's a little fun time on sexuality and yeah. Identity. We don't really talk much on identity. But that's a bit tricky because we both can't really relate to it.
It's not something we know much about, and it's like
a cis female.
Yeah.
What's up?
Both. Just like
both.
Cis white.
Boring.
Boring ass.
Depressed fucking teenagers. We love that.
That's what this is gonna be called.
I'm 21.
Are you now?
No. What is it called?
Cis white.
Female.
Boring. But going on and on and on and on.
Yes, cis white, boring, depressed females debate.
Debate?
Weigh in. I don't know. One of those.
Will we ever really debate, though?
I don't know.
We generally just, like, agree on things.
Yeah. What would we debate about?
I don't know.
Have an argument about something.
What have we in the past?
Probably just, like, dumbass shit.
Yeah.
Like, how you pronounce paralysis.
Paralysis.
Paralysis. I don't know. We'll find something one day and then we can call it debate.
Yeah. For now, we're not.
We're just living our lives, my dude.
Chilling.
Well, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Tune in next week for a podcast on...
your mum.
Yeah. We'll have our mums in this one, though.
Will we?
No.
Good.
All right, peace out, Girl Scout.
That is Danny Edges.
Oh. Is it actually?
Yeah. Later, skaters.
No, that's worse.
No.